Welcome, everyone, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Kearney, and I teach kindergarten through fifth grade PE in Fort Myers, Florida. So welcome, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in. So today, I want to talk about assessment in large groups, and that can be very, very difficult. So take a listen, and let's see how I do this in my program. All right, everybody. So assessment is very difficult, but it's not impossible in large groups. So I'm not sure how you do it. I'd love to hear how you do it, actually, but I will tell you how I do it, at least part of it. So I don't necessarily assess every day, but I do questioning each day. And I'm going to do a podcast on essential questions and grading soon. So I want to keep those separate for now. And we'll just talk about assessment in general. So assessment is important, and we need to look at where the kids are at, where our students are at, and where they need to be. And the only way we could do that is by assessing. And trust me, there's a lot of times when I'll ask them some big question, I'll have them kind of vote on it, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But then I notice that they're not getting it, or there's just a certain skill that they're having a lot of difficulty with. And so we'll have to switch the object they're using. Let's say it's, you know, they're just having trouble with a small object, catching and throwing. So we'll switch the object to make sure they have more success. Or, you know, they're having trouble with basketball. And, you know, we have smaller basketballs. And some of the students, unfortunately, we can't even reach the kindergarten and first grade. Some of them can't even reach the basket. So we can give them a different ball. You know, we can modify things, we can change things, we can take a step back. We do lots of things with assessment. Assessment to me is broken down into whole group, kind of medium group, and small group. Again, I'll ask them a big question every day, and I'll have them turn and talk or walk and talk. And that, I think that's great, getting them going right away. So in whole group, I call it the Gladiator, one of my favorite movies ever. If you know the movie, even if you don't know the movie, I'm sure you know the Gladiator technique, the thumb up, thumb middle, or thumb down. And I tell them to be honest. For instance, I will ask them if they enjoy our martial arts. Second grade just finished. And if, you know, if they, you know, liked it, if they, I even tell them to do a double, double thumbs up. They loved it, they liked it, they were kind of in the middle, or they didn't like it at all. And the one thing is I tell them to be honest, because that's how, as a teacher, I can better assess and better understand where they're at or if they enjoy it. And I tell them there's no judgment. I'm not going to be mad if they do thumbs down. I just want to know. That can help me also talk to the martial arts instructors that come in and say, hey, a lot of students had trouble with this, or this was not their thing, or they love this, please do more. So those are the kind of things I'll do when I do the Gladiator. Not just that, but maybe understanding of a topic. Maybe, you know, we're working on invasion game strategies with third, fourth, and fifth. And, you know, do they get it kind of in the middle, not get it at all? So that's a quick whole group way of assessing. Now, the second one I use is the, I don't even know what to call it, I guess the 1-2-3-4 method, where they will vote on their levels of participation. And I tell them to be honest. You know, when we do a, you know, quick warm up in the beginning or dance, you know, I'll say, okay, think about where were you at on that? And I have a chart that I got from someone, I think Mike Graham, that's a level of, you know, participation, effort. And, you know, I said, be honest. A 1 means you were standing there doing nothing, pretty much. A 2, you were doing the bare minimum. A 3, you were doing a good job. And a 4, you're doing incredible. So, you know, vote on that right now. 1, 2, 3, or 4. I give them time to think, but 1, 2, 3, or 4. Most of the students are pretty honest. I know some think they're 4s and they're not even close, but that's when we have these conversations afterwards, or the opposite. Some kids give themselves a 1. I'm like, well, you know, I'll pull them aside and be like, hey, you did a good job. You know, you were at least a 3, and I consider 3 really good. So these are conversations we could have with them as they vote and as you look around. I'd say the next one would be 4 corners. Now, I don't use this a lot. I use this more in the beginning of the year, more of a get to know you kind of thing. I could have 1 corner of you have a dog at home or dogs, 1 cats, 1 multiple, like now we have multiple. We have two cats and we just got a puppy. And one corner is you don't have any pets or something like that. Just, but then they can get talking in small groups, or they can talk about what animals they want, or, you know, they can talk about their dogs or cats, or it doesn't have to be this. It could be, you know, vacation or not, you know, or, you know, have they gone swimming or just different activities, things like that, just to get them to know each other. Now you could use that to vote on different things as well, but, you know, that's up to you. That's a way of assessing. That's a way of, you know, knowing, or just they can go to, if you want to ask them just simple questions like, baseball is a, what kind of, you know, what kind of game is baseball? Is it an invasion game? Go to this corner. Is it striking fielding? Which it is. Go to this corner. Is it net wall? You know, just things like that are really simple, and you can get them moving as well. That's, you know, double bonus right there. Plickers cards I've used. I can talk about plickers with all of these, really. I have used plickers cards with a whole group. I mean, 120, 130 students. They just have to share two or three in a group. And especially on rainy days inside the media center, I will put the screen up, or I'll pull the screen down, actually, and put Plickers questions on the board, and they will vote on them, and we'll talk about them. So Plickers, if you don't know what that is, I will link that also in the notes. Those are great. Great way to assess, especially large group or even small group. So those are some of the big group assessments I use. Again, I have them turn and talk. I have them turn to a partner or walk and talk with a partner. I'll ask them a question, give them think time, have them walk around, and then come back and sit when they're done. I'll give them like 30 seconds to a minute. Or sometimes I have them on the big track, and, you know, have them walk in a group of, you know, I'll say two, three, or four. Here's your question, walk and talk. When you come back, you know, we'll break off into our stations and we'll discuss them in small group. So those are some of the big ways I do, I guess, whole group to medium group. Okay, next is, I'd say, medium group assessment when we go off to a different spot. Let's say we go to our field. I'll tell the students to take a knee, like in football, I guess. I'll say, come on, bring it in, take a knee, or sit. If we're playing soccer, I'll say, okay, everybody's foot on the ball to make sure they're listening. Or even cup stacking inside, I'll tell them to put their hands on their head when I blow the whistle so they can't be touching the cups. So it's important to get their attention first and then ask a question, give them think time, like about 10 seconds. Then they could turn and talk. They can vote. You can ask for individual responses. I actually go around and have my paras go around as much as we can around the pavilion as they're sitting and just go, you know, listen in on a group and maybe push the responses, ask them follow-up questions. So these are all things we can do in really medium to large groups, or even small groups, you can do that. Those are some really good ones for the, I guess that's more of a medium group kind of thing. Okay, for one class. Now, I tried in the past portfolios, which are also called sportfolios, and I had a lot of trouble with it. I'm gonna try that again sometime soon, but we had Seesaw, which is a program that you can log in and you know, import photos in there, import videos, give them questioning. We did that for a year when I had six computers in my, I turned my office into like a computer lab. Now those six computers got old and we didn't have a grant for them anymore, or something happened, I don't even know what. But now we have three computers and they're just too many kids. And I didn't see them enough and they didn't log in enough because they would only log in like once every 2 weeks because, you know, when you have 9 or 10 classes per grade level, it just didn't work. And we did group folders. Again, that's something that can be done. It just took a lot of time, and I really, really, really want them to log their thinking, but I haven't come up with the best way yet. So I would love to hear if you do that. Please let me know. All right, another thing I talked about is plickers or plagnets. So you can use those, and what I do is I stick them on the board, on the whiteboard. It's magnetic. So I'll put 1, 2, 3, or 4, either where they kind of should be, the levels they're working on, and they can move their magnets, and I'll take a picture of it, and I'll kind of file that away for assessment. In the past, I've also done solo taxonomy, which is very similar. I'm not going to go into great detail about that, but basically, 4 levels. Actually, solo taxonomy might be 5. It's been a while. But really great to see them learning and moving their magnet or their plagnets up levels. And then they have to justify that as well. And I'll also do something called numbered heads together, where they'll be in groups of three or four, and they will, I'll pose a question to them, and then they will talk about it as a group, and they're numbered one through four. So I'll say, okay, well, now all the number two stand up, or they'll show me on a whiteboard, you know, the number two, write it on the whiteboard, and they'll show it to me. Okay, so those are some smaller group things when I only have one class. Let's say I have one class and my pairs have other, you know, two classes in the field or whatever, two classes on the court. So these are all ways you can assess using large, medium, or small group classes or groups. And now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your cowbell tip of the day is just really more of a motivational speech. Assessment is hard, but it's worth it to get feedback, to check for understanding and mastery. So you can modify or scaffold lessons to help students as needed. Maybe the students need to be pushed more. Maybe things are too easy. You know, give them a challenge. Or the opposite, we can see students struggling. So we can kind of take a step back and give them a different object or give them a different task. It's very important to assess, because if not, we're just throwing a ball out there and say go. So questioning, assessing, these are all things that are important. So please, 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 please keep it up. Now, I do have some assessment kind of things on my assessment part on my free ebook that will be in the show notes link as well. So check that out if you haven't already. It's free. All you have to do is sign up for the email. So you guys are awesome. That is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Please check out supersizephysed.com. Sign up for the email list. Check out the free ebook. There is some assessing in there, some assessment strategies. And I'd love to hear your assessment strategies as well. So email me back at supersizephysed.com, or there's a link on there. Check out my email. Check out my website for some ideas. You guys are awesome. Keep pushing the profession forward and have a great day. Here's a new beat.